Welcome to the Fear and Greed Business News Afternoon Report for Monday, the 15th of April, 2024. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, the S&P ASX 200 closed down 0.5% today to 7,752 points, which wasn't great, but probably better than expected, given all the geopolitical noise around the place. The big banks were mixed, with Commonwealth Bank off 1.4%, CSL dropped 1.1%, while Rio Tinto jumped 3.6%. Telstra's share price hit an 18-month low of $3.72 on light volume. NextDC's share price dropped 5% after coming out of a trading halt following a $1 billion plus capital raise to fund further development of data centres. Gold Road Resources' share price dropped 7%, the worst of the top 200, after it said it was looking at a $1 billion plus Greenstone gold mines business in Canada. The alumina and nickel stocks did best after a surge in the price of those commodities. Alumina Limited closed up 6%. Story number two, it's all about those metal prices I just mentioned. Aluminum and nickel prices surged on the London Metal Exchange as traders responded to new US and UK sanctions that bans deliveries of any Russian supplies. The new restrictions are aimed at curbing President Vladimir Putin's ability to fund his military. Aluminum jumped as much as 9.4% today, the most since the current form of the contract was launched, and that was 1987. Nickel rose as much as 8.8%. Russia is one of the largest producers of both commodities. Oil prices were also higher, though there wasn't the dramatic spike expected following Iran's deployment of over 300 projectiles towards Israel over the weekend. Iran is a major player in the oil sector. Traders are now waiting for Israel's response, and retaliation could push oil prices much higher. Gold pushed towards a new record, up more than 1%, and was trading above $2,400 an ounce, reflecting all the geopolitical uncertainty. And the Aussie dollar is trading around two-month lows as investors look for less risky assets. We might think the Aussie dollar is pretty risk-free, but there's nothing as safe as the US dollar. Story number three, former Liberal Party staffer Bruce Lerman knowingly raped an unresponsive Brittany Higgins on a couch in a Parliament House office in March 2019. Federal Court Justice Michael Lee has found a bombshell decision that means Network 10 and Lisa Wilkinson, one of their star reporters, have won their year-long defamation case. Justice Lee upheld their defence that the rape of Ms. Higgins at the heart of an episode of The Project that aired in February 2021 was true. And I'm quoting the decision here. I consider it more likely than not, in those early hours after a long night of conviviality and drinking, and having successfully brought Ms. Higgins back to a secluded place, Mr. Lerman was hell-bent on having sex with a woman he found sexually attractive. Justice Lee went on, in his pursuit of gratification, he did not care one way or another. Justice Lee made clear that his finding that Lerman raped Brittany Higgins was made to the civil standard of proof, meaning the balance of probabilities. Story number four, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has condemned Iran's attack on Israel over the weekend, though at this point there will be no further action from Australia against Iran. Mr. Albanese urged Iran to cease playing the rogue state in the region and said he's very concerned about the country's human rights record against its own population, pointing to the arrests of women for inappropriate dress. The Prime Minister said the escalation in the region is a grave threat to security in the Middle East. He said Australia continues to engage with international partners about an appropriate response to Iran's more than 300 projectiles launched towards Israel. And story number five, police said that the attacker who fatally stabbed six people at a Bondi Westfield in Sydney's East on Saturday may have targeted women. Five of the six people killed, the majority of the 12 injured, were women. New South Wales State Police Commissioner Karen Webb said, "It's obvious to me, it's obvious to detectives. That seems to be an area of interest that the offender had focused on women and avoided the men." Attacker Joel Couchy ran through the mall with a knife before being killed by Inspector Amy Scott, who confronted him solo while he was on the rampage. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese told ABC Radio that the gender breakdown was concerning. That's it for the afternoon report for Monday, the 15th of April, 2024. Michael Thompson and I will be back tomorrow morning with a Tuesday edition of Fear and Greed Business News. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.